The second lesson is written in the fourth chapter of Philippians in the eighth verse. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
We're finishing up our sermon series on positive mind environmentalism this week. And we're talking about being able to infect the world with positive change. And we infect the world by positive change, first of all, by deciding what we're going to collect in this world. And so many people collect lots of different things. Jen, you said that your grandfather was a stamp collector. Does anybody have a special collection of things that you like to collect? You've got beer bottle caps of different things. Other people, is there anything that you guys like to collect out there? What are some things you'd like to collect? Yep. Souvenir spoons from around the world. That's cool. That's really cool. And we all have things that we collect in our lives, whether we think about that or not. For me, I try not to collect too much stuff because every few years I've always had to move. And so having to move a big collection is really not the coolest and fun thing in the world. And John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, advised all of his ministers, he's like, travel light. Because his ministers back in those days, they had to move every few weeks. They would move from community to community, church to church, and so definitely they had to travel light. John Wesley himself would carry with him just his Bible, maybe an extra set of clothes, but one of the funny things that John Wesley would travel with, he carried his own pulpit with him wherever he went. If you ever thought about some of the stuff that's awfully heavy and burdensome that you carry around with you, it's really kind of funny. John Wesley, this is the pulpit that John Wesley used while he was here in Georgia, in the colony of Georgia. And it's on display at the Pitts Theological Library at Emory University. And so I've gotten to see that pulpit. Now, so many times we carry with us stuff that's really heavy and burdensome. But for John Wesley, it made sense. You see, he wasn't always welcome in a church. He didn't always have his own church. And so from time to time, his most successful sermons weren't done inside of a sanctuary. They were done on the side of the road or in the middle of a field. So it made sense for John to carry with him his pulpit wherever he went. But we all need to think about what is it that we collect in life. At the Pitts Theological Library down in Atlanta in Georgia, they collect books. They've got an awesome section of the library, a whole floor dedicated to some ancient texts that they've collected. And so for their thing is they collect books. They're the second largest theological library in the United States. Now, a good friend of mine, she collected all the things that her husband would find, all sorts of oddities that he would find when he would scuba dive on the bottom of the ocean floor. In the 1950s, he'd go off the coast of our nation and scuba dive deep to the ocean floor, and he'd dig in the ocean floor and pull up shark teeth that are bigger than your hand. And I thought about that, and those shark teeth went into a mouth that was big enough to swallow one of our own modern-day great white sharks whole. Now, that's a big shark. And the best thing about Kay's collection was she invited Ethan and me and Noah to go and share that collection with her. Because when you find something that is a true treasure of your heart, when you collect that thing that matters to you most, you want to share it with somebody. And that's one of the main points of the sermon. And so when you think about true good collectors in the world, they have two qualities. The first quality is this: they never stop searching. They never stop searching for the object of their treasure. Their minds are always tuned in to the prize that they're seeking. And they never have a big enough collection. They know that they can always find something else to add to the collection that matters most to them. The second thing is, they don't want to just keep it to themselves, but they want to share it, what they've discovered, with others. They want to share and learn as much as they possibly can about the objects they've discovered so they can teach others what they have learned about it. And so collectors search until they find, and then they want to share what they have found with others. Over the last couple weeks in this positive mind environmentalism sermon series we're doing, we talked about ways in which we collect some junk in our lives. And sometimes we collect and carry the wrong things. Perhaps we collect some hurtful words that people have said to us through the years. We might say to them, "Yes, I forgive you, but I'm not going to forget." I know I've lived that way in my own life. I'll forgive somebody, but I don't forget. But I have to be cognizant of the fact that if I choose not to forget something, then I'm collecting it. I'm keeping it in my memory. I'm keeping it there in my mind. And I'm carrying it with me to my next experience. And so what do collectors do? They search for whatever it is that they're collecting. And if you're collecting misery, you will search for misery to come. And what do collectors secondly do? They share what they have collected with others. And if your life is defined by collecting misery, you will share that misery with others. We need to pay attention to the stuff that we carry. And secondly, we need to learn to forget. My sons are pitchers. Ethan and Noah are both pitchers on their baseball teams. And there are days in which they pitch outstandingly well, and there are days in which they walk a whole lot of people. Now, to be a good pitcher, you have to be able to forget what you just did. Yesterday, both of them pitched over at Perkins, over off of Mole Avenue. And they struck some people out, and they walked some people. And you can always see that when they get flustered by walking somebody, they're not forgetting the mistake that they've made. And the next ball that they throw to the following batter will be affected by the mistakes that they're collecting. On the other hand, in their very best days, they forget the walks that they have just done. And they look at that next batter as a new opportunity to collect exactly what they want. They want to collect another strikeout. And so for all of our lives, we might say we forgive, but we won't forget. Well, that junk that we carry with us, the choice not to forget, it will affect the people that we talk to going forward. Jennifer Dyer, in our confirmation class this last year, she had all of our confirmands lay out a timeline of their lives. And I've done this exercise myself on my own spiritual journey, in which along your life from birth until the present day, you talk about some significant events that have happened in your life. And I've done that, and I've thought to myself, most of the times, the major significant events that I've put down in my own life were not the happiest days of my life. A lot of those tend to be some of the greater tragedies in my life. And I used to think to myself, when I collect these things and I remember them, they'll somehow make me stronger in the process for the future. But I'm not certain that that's the case. I mean, I collected the day in which Dad was arrested and in the crazy years that followed. We collected the day in which my mom died and other friends died. Those are those things that are on my timeline. And I have to realize that if I am collecting misery, then I am expecting the next tragedy to come. And if I am constantly looking for the next tragedy to come, it will affect my ability to see the goodness and the beauty that God is bringing me on a daily basis. The question is, what do you choose to collect? What do you choose to carry with you? In the instance of my mother died in one instant of life. But for 25 years, we had wonderful memories to share with an absolutely awesome mom. That is the stuff that we should collect. That's the stuff that we should carry forward. But there are days in which we feel heavy burdened, and in which we're carrying a burden that's just too heavy to carry. The Apostle Paul talked about that with in his letter to the Ephesians. He says we carry too many things that just weigh us down, that are just too exhausting to carry forward. He says, don't you dare collect bitterness in your life. Have you ever tasted something truly bitter in your life? When you put it into your mouth and immediately say, oh my Lord, that was a mistake, and you look for a polite way to spit it out in front of people. It's almost as if God's wired our minds to say, you know what, there are some things you should never take inside you. And if you do, quickly get rid of it, and heaven help you if you swallow it and carry it forward. There are some things that are better just to get rid of right off the bat. Paul says that bitterness is one of those things we need to get rid of. He also says that rage and wrath and all sorts of fighting amongst each other, all of those things are, we need to deal with them in the moment and then forget them and move forward. Move beyond them. Don't carry them forward. And as John Wesley said, as Christians, we are called to travel light. And if God has only given us two hands, then why in the world do we want to fill our hands with bitterness or with rage and with wrath? Those are heavy burdens to bear. But Paul said that our minds are aligned to carry something so much greater. Jesus instead said, he's like, carry with you the kindness that I've shown you. Carry with you the grace you have received and the forgiveness you have received, because that is the yoke of Jesus Christ. That's the life that Christ is offering to you. And that is a life that is light and burden-free. And so Paul goes on to talk to the Philippians, and that's the second passage that Mark read for us this morning. He said, if you're going to focus on anything, don't focus on bitterness and the ugliness of life. It's like, focus on the things that are beautiful and lovely and admirable. Focus on the things that are excellent and praiseworthy. These are the things that we need to focus our minds on. These are the things that we need to collect and carry forward. And so whenever I'm preaching, I hope you understand I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching it because this is a part of my own spiritual journey that I'm going on. And we came up with a sermon idea something like about a year ago, last summer, when we looked at the year to come. And I had no idea how much I would definitely need this sermon series at this point in my life. We've had several family fights over this last year that's kind of collected in my mind. My dad's own death has been something that's stirred up all sorts of complicated emotions I had never anticipated. But when we think about that, over the last couple of weeks, we talk about making sure that we don't put forward any misery for the rest of the world to have to deal with. In other words, to give no word pollution. And that's John Wesley's first rule. It says, don't do no harm with your life. We talked last week about trying to make little changes so that we can be a part of the change that we want to see. And part of crawling our way out of that heavy burden that we have is to make little changes that we hope will add up in the long term. And the last one is to pay attention to the good that God brings us and to go and become collectors of the good. One of the sermons one of the devotions I've been reading in the mornings talked exactly about that. He said, we all collect different things in our lives, but wouldn't it be great as Christians to be collectors of the goodness that you discover? Be collectors of the goodness. And all collectors, as we said, they do everything in their power to go and collect more of what they have found. They pursue whatever it is that's the object of their heart with all that they're worth. And if what you are doing is collecting the goodness that God is bringing, then you will pursue God for everything that you have, for all that you're worth. And that leads to John Wesley's third rule for Christian living, to go and stay in love with God. Well, the way that John Wesley said it is to attend to the ordinances of God. But what it means is to pay attention to the forgiveness that God brings you and to go and seek it in every day of your life. Pay attention to the grace that God provides through Jesus Christ and allow that grace to envelop you even in days in which that just absolutely stink. Because believe me, all of us have those days that stink. All of us have those days in which it is difficult to see the goodness that God is bringing, but it's there. And sometimes it requires us to go to places we least likely expect. But be collectors of the good. And so for my final challenge for this last week, the first week, we had these little purple bracelets to not say anything bad. Last week, we challenged you to go and compliment 3 people every day for the last week. This last week, I'm asking you to come up with your own list of goodness. What is the goodness that you have discovered? In so many ways, the goodness that I've discovered over these 18 years of ministry have faces that look a lot like yours. And I carry you all in my heart. And every time that I go to a new church, I am certain that I'm going to see new faces because I've collected you all and I carry you with me wherever I go. And I love you all. But be collectors of the good. Perhaps your own list of the good will look different than mine. All of us will look, our list will be different. Perhaps the goodness you discover is a beautiful, gentle breeze as you sit outside and watch the sun dip towards the horizon. Perhaps the goodness you've discovered is you were walking along one day and suddenly your toddler reaches up and sticks their hand in yours. I'm going to tell you, that is a memory that I don't ever want to let go of. That's a beautiful thing to remember and to feel in your hand. Be the collector of the good and write that list out and keep it with you. And every time that you are tempted to think that life is misery, pull that list out and remind yourself of the goodness that you have discovered. This world is full of grace. This world is full of treasures that God has planted for you to go and seek and to find and to collect. Be the pursuers of the good. Pursue God with all that you are worth and share the treasures of your heart with others, because that is what good collectors do. Amen. Friends, will you please stand for our closing hymn?